Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The U.S. is firmly committed to our engagement and our rebalance strategy in the Asia Pacific, said U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs Daniel Russell. We're dedicating more diplomatic resources, more public diplomacy resources, more assistance resources to advance our objectives in the region, and to do so in a way that's commensurate with the really comprehensive nature of our engagement. As part of the U.S. strategic rebalance toward the Asia-Pacific region, over upcoming months, the United States will continue to deepen its engagement on trade and investment, environmental cooperation, enhancing our treaty alliances, strengthening our partnerships with civil society, and promoting democratic development. Building on our deep and sustained economic ties with the Asia-Pacific region, including through the Trans-Pacific Partnership, is central to America's rebalance policy and will remain a major force in 2014. President Obama framed the rebalance by emphasizing that the Asia-Pacific is critical to achieving his highest priority, creating jobs and opportunity for the American people. On the economic front, the U.S. strongly believes that investing time, energy, mind share, and material in the Asia-Pacific region is a smart investment. Assistant Secretary Russell said U.S. commitment to stability and prosperity in the Asia-Pacific region is evidenced by recent visits to the region by Vice President Joe Biden and Deputy Secretary of State William Burns. You should expect to see more travel in 2014 by President Barack Obama, by Secretary of State John Kerry, by Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, and Secretary of Commerce Penny Pritzker, and many other high-level officials and members of the cabinet, he said. They will go to Asia because the Asia-Pacific region matters so much to the United States.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.